Well, before I end the show today, I have some very exciting news about the state of things. I want to officially introduce to you someone who will more regularly occupy the host chair. Many of you have already gotten to know her as a fill-in host on the show, and now managing editor Anita Rao will be a frequent presence behind the mic on the state of things. Just a bit about Anita. She's been with the show for 5 years now, leading our team's efforts to broaden our scope and find new ways to approach important issues and diversify the voices that we bring on the air. And now she will be one of those voices, moderating some of our state's most fascinating and most urgent conversations on a regular basis. And she will bring us, among other things, a series that she helped to develop called Embodied. Anita Rao, welcome once again to this side of the microphone, and tell us a little bit about Embodied.
Sure. So Embodied is a series of conversations around sex, relationships, and health. And the inspiration behind the series was really my thinking about the things that we think about a lot, but we don't often talk about on the radio, and those things that are really fundamental to our experiences of the world. So how does living in the bodies that we live in today, our various kinds of identities, various forms of moving through the world, how do those impact our communities, how we think about ourselves, how we think about our health, our relationships to other people? So we're really interested in looking at this through a couple of different lenses. And I've been with the show for 5 years, as you said, and we are constantly kind of trying to push ourselves to think about new ways to have conversations, new ways to bring on voices that blend the everyday and the expert. And we're really hoping through the series to do that through kind of moving the frame a little bit to the left and having some of these conversations about things we don't talk a lot about on the radio.
Yeah, and representation is another conversation we have often on the air and off air. And it comes to a certain point where you realize, well, wait a minute, if we're going to really represent voices and try to be broader in our representation, I need to do that as part of this program. I'm one guy. We pride ourselves on a great deal of breadth and a great deal of depth. But, you know, if you could just move aside a little bit now and then and offer a different generation, a different voice to bring you the program, you'd actually have a broader and deeper show. And so I think that's part of the conversation that we have regularly on this program.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we put a lot of effort into thinking about diversity in as broad a way as we can. So age, race, sex, gender, socioeconomic class, location, part of the state, range of interest, sexuality. And so the more kind of ways we can create space for more voices, the richer our content. So creating new frames for that is a big part of what we're always doing.
And creating it in a way that we do on the state of things. And this becomes the important issue. And once I heard you host your podcast, She and Her, I realized this is a brilliant host. Anita is somebody who's been a fabulous managing editor, keeping the trains running on time, making sure that we are accurate and that we are deep enough and gone broad enough, all the things a managing editor has to do. And then I hear you host. You've got charisma. You've got presence. You've got the ability to actually be the host of a radio program of the quality, and I say this without blushing, a quality of the state of things. So we don't lose anything, and then we broaden and deepen what it is we do. So I'm just going to say all that and embarrass you to say that you are absolutely somebody who should be behind the mic. And I'm happy that you're going to be doing this. So give us a sense of what's coming up, because I know that many of our listeners have already heard some of the Embodied episodes. But give us a sense of what's coming up on Embodied.
Yeah, so lots of exciting conversations coming up. And for listeners, you're going to hear Embodied in two different ways. You're going to hear it once a month in this kind of full form, an hour really digging into one topic through a variety of different angles and voices. And then on the other weeks, you're going to hear these shorter conversations, kind of snippets of ways that we'll look at these issues through featuring kind of one-on-one conversations. So one of those we'll be having tomorrow. We're actually having one of the newest MacArthur geniuses, Jenny Tung. She's an evolutionary anthropologist and geneticist at Duke. She was just named a genius, and she really looks at how social and environmental factors impact genomic variation. So we'll hear all about her research, what she's hoping to do with this genius money. And then next week, we're going to be spending a full hour talking about sleep. So why do we struggle with it? Why do we need it? What's the science behind it? We'll go deep into some of those sleep laboratories, hopefully get a full-throated picture of everything we know and don't know about sleep.
This is very exciting. I'm so looking forward to this. You know, having done this show for 12, 13 years, I don't keep count anymore. You always worry about the thing getting stale. And that's a thing that, really, if I lose sleep at night, I lose sleep over that worry that, you know, I'm going to be doing this too long. So the idea that we can freshen this thing, broaden and deepen what it is we do now, this late in my career is personally very exciting. And I think it's going to be really exciting for our listeners, too. So Embodied, Anita Rao, you'll be hearing her more as host of The State of Things, but you're stuck with me for most of the time, and I will be happy to keep doing the show as well. And of course, you can find out more about our show at our website, stateofthings.org. You can sign up for our newsletter, get a daily preview of our lineup. That's The State of Things for today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.